From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
This week we hear a father's story about how he is sharing the love. Stay tuned.
I used to think that I could not go on.
Trevor Ramiki sees more in his son than his developmental delays. Zane is 26 years old and severely affected by Down syndrome, a disorder he was born with arising from a chromosome defect, resulting in intellectual impairment and physical abnormalities. Raising a child with a disability can be difficult. In fact, some parents who feel they aren't up to the task neglect, abandon, or even give their child up for adoption.
I love him, you know. I love him basically, not only as my son, but his character and attributes and all of that. Not a problem. I think he and I have a good relationship because, like, in the morning we walk out and thing, and we struggle and we wrestle. He loves that, you know.
When Trevor saw his son for the first time, a father's joy flooded him. But over time, he and his wife knew that something was unusual. As time progressed, the developmental delays became evident, and later, a diagnosis was made.
I dealt with it, I think, better than my wife. She went almost into a slight concern, and, you know, because we're both Christians. I was just wondering, why did God do this? The mentality, what had we done? You know, this sort of stuff.
The Ramiki family found all the faith it could and pressed on.
Probably at my stage, I life had thrown so many things at me that I learned not only to accept but to move on quickly and do the best I can. So we sought help as to what the best way to raise Zane, you know.
Young Zane found a warm and welcoming atmosphere at home, but finding a school that met his intellectual needs wasn't as easy.
You know it's going to be a challenge, but you don't know initially the extent of the challenge. Because in the early years, you do not know the degree of the syndrome. In other words, how bad it is, or good it is, or to the extent. Doctors, nobody can really tell. But what you can do is read a lot of books. and if you're a person who is interested, you'll find that it really isn't as bad. It's a task, but I'm finding it difficult. In fact, it has been a blessing in many ways to me.
Zane had challenges walking, speaking, and connecting. He was enrolled in the government's early stimulation program in downtown Kingston, and that experience set him on the right track. But as time progressed, he needed more. And that's exactly what he found at the Randolph Lopez School of Hope at age 7 near the University of the West Indies, Mona.
Because there were people like him there, and his acceptance thing, which is so important, was there too. So I think he learned a lot. He was able to, you know, function, go to the talk shop and go to music classes, and he could handle money to a certain extent and make short sentences and write well. Extremely well, in fact. When I say write well, I mean form the letters and learn to play music. We found that he had a love for music.
Now at age 26, Zane plays conga drums at church, swims the entire length of a near 20-meter-long pool, and spends his free time fashioning tie-dye. Zane's father says one day he may even be able to earn a living for himself.
My number one dream for him would be to see him being able to go out on his own to some extent, with a certain amount of, like me, checking on him and being able to function, going out to some an occupation on a daily basis. I'd want to see him get some form of occupation where he's earning, and as well mentioned the tie-dye, and he has some sort of a social life.
Mr. Ramiki says the greatest gift anyone can give a child with any form of disability is the gift of acceptance. That's how we end today's program. Join us next time. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.